So here's the United States, or here's North America, I guess you could say, which we'll take a look at too. If you go in an eastward direction up between Siberia and America, and you stay right around the waters of the Arctic Ocean, we hit this interesting mountain right here. I'm going to flip it around so you can check it out. This mountain they drew popping up out of the Atlantic Ocean water. They put a hole or a circle right there in the middle of it, and they call this the North Magnetic Pole. It's the magnetic pole of the island of Green, of the Green Island or something like that. On one side of what would be the Garden of Eden or Hyperborea, then we have its polar opposite straight across. You see how it's right here? Boom. We just go straight across. And we find another one. Boom, here's the other magnetic mountain. Now you can see that the text has been kind of worn away a little bit, and it says Polo de or something, Magnete, another magnetic pole on the other side of this mysterious island. So we've got two magnetic poles. Obviously, we're going to have a third one right in the middle, being Mount Meru itself, right? But if you want to try to find it, you need to find this northerly horn in Greenland, and it should be somewhere in the vicinity of this northern horn of Greenland right here. I've checked out Greenland, especially the northern parts of Greenland, on Google Maps, all blurred out. The magnetic pole Husi-Arka. So I did a little research and looked it up. Then I started focusing on Husi. Remember, it's opposing island on the other side. The other island is the island of life, or the island of the Kathod, which is the island that builds up and receives a lot of energy, and therefore life. Then this one must be the Anode Island, which is the one that gives energy away, right? The energy on this island leaves it instead of gaining it. So if that's true, I broke it down into the root word hus. Hus means house. So Husi-Arka, so it comes from the Latin arca, which basically can mean a tomb or a casket. It comes from archeo in Latin, and it means an obstacle. It means keep off. It means keep away. It means reject, repel, move away from, alienate the Anode Island. Why? Because it's the island of death. It's the island that sucks energy off of itself and puts it up into the atmosphere, whereas the other island is receiving the energy and storing it. So the other island would be the island of life. This would be the false grail, if you're an Indiana Jones fan like I am, or the island of death. And it literally says, keep away from this place, basically. Keep away from this house. A house that you need to keep away from, a coffin. Like, if I feel like if you would have drawn Skull and Crossbones, it couldn't have been more clear. Come to wake up, time to wake up.